for those of you wondering, I posted not only on Instagram, Cat Named Mo, but a Cat Named Mo on Twitter. I posted Spike and myself with very funny and talented. Ashanti. So you have to call up and ask her, what she look like? She sound cute. Can I get them digits? DJ say no.
Don't you know I could be sweet to you? Only if you ever ask me.
Tell me now.
You know I could be sweet to you, but only if you ever ask me to.
Mo DeWitt in with us as well of the Mo DeWitt Law Firm. Fantastic personal injury attorney with knowledge in many, many different areas of the law that we are about to put to. Spike, I think maybe we'll. I want to talk about whole damn mess, and maybe I want to save the trials.
Nope,
talk
I say do that first.
Say do it first. Yeah. All right. Well, Spike has spoken, and everybody knows it's Spike's show.
Don't encourage him.
I have no, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, Mo.
Don't encourage me.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right.
True. That is true.
I mean, so sometimes you got to lean into it. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't my fault the invented mirrors.
You got to ride the wave. That's all I can say. All right. The hush money trial going to, which is, I mean, I think a lot of eyes are on this trial, goes to the jury, I believe, Tuesday. They're doing what I had never heard of. I had never heard of a judge having to prep a jury. What is jury prep? What is that exactly?
Well, I haven't been watching the trial, so I don't know exactly what you're referring to, but it could refer to jury instructions.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're saying how the jury is supposed to determine.
Yeah, so a lot of time and effort typically goes into jury instructions, and that's something that usually the lawyers debate kind of outside the presence of the jury and decide on the exact language that the judge is going to read to the jury before they go back and deliberate.
Yes, yes.
And so it's not only that language, but it's the language of the verdict form. So when they read the verdict form and how the verdict form is set up. And so there's a lot of psychology that a lot of times goes into that and a lot of debate between the parties. You know, I mean, I've even had people argue, you know, on a guilty or not guilty verdict, which one should come first. You know, it always says guilty first, but defense attorneys will argue, hey, why don't we put not guilty first? Because sometimes there's a little bit of a psychology there. So that's what they're doing.
Okay. Now, okay, let me, have you been following the trial here and there?
I know generally what's going on.
Right, you know generally what's going on. Spike, as well, I think you probably followed him more than anybody.
I guess I've got to turn this down.
That's the head of the show right there. The guy that don't know how to turn his microphone.
You know, it's been a minute.
Okay.
You're doing a great job, Spike.
Thank you.
I'm catching it here and there. I'm going to ask each of you what you think will happen. I will start it off. I think he's not going to be found guilty on all counts, but he will be.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He will not be. He won't be found guilty on all counts.
Okay,
but he will be found guilty on some counts. I don't think it will incur any jail time. I think it will be like maybe fines, maybe a probationary period or something like that. That's how I'm reading it.
Okay, right. I think he's going to walk scot-free only because of perception, because they put Cohen on the stand.
I want to ask you about that, by the way.
And they found out that he is what we all know, you know, a liar, a cheater, and a thief.
Right, right.
But we already knew that even though he's not on trial.
Right, right.
But the perception is they're going to say, look at that, he stole from 45.
Right.
And he's innocent.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Mo, before you give your opinion. Okay, you have a known liar on, you're putting somebody that committed crimes for somebody, allegedly committed crimes for somebody on trial, using them as a witness. And so therefore their credibility is absolutely going to come into a question. It's called the, and you correct me, it's called the fruit of the poison tree, right?
What fruit? I know what you're trying to say.
Does that apply here, the fruit of the poison tree?
What are you trying to say? Because he's a convicted felon and everything he says is a lie?
To a degree. Isn't that the fruit of the poison tree?
To some degree. I mean, he was convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, I believe.
And okay.
So, you know, there's certain ways that you can attack somebody's credibility once they take the stand.
Right.
One of those is if they were convicted of a felony, or if they were convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, such as perjury or something along those lines.
But successful trials have used criminals and people guilty of other crimes because the jury may say, okay, yeah, he did this, and he lied about this.
But he's telling the facts.
But he did this as well.
Right. It doesn't mean that everything the person says is necessarily a lie, but you can use that to attack their credibility.
Right.
And show that they've, you know, been convicted of a felony in the past or whatever it may be.
With that being said, how come they use informants? Like if my roommate, if I'm in jail and my roommate gets on the stand and says, yeah, Spike told me while we were in the cellmates that he killed all those people. But he's in jail with me, so why they can use him?
Well, they can use anyone.
Well, because that's so Well, there's an evidence code, and so as his cellmate, you made an admission to a third party. Now, of course, your defense attorney could then attack him and say, "Well, you're just using this because you're trying to get a deal with the prosecution,
trying to
get out of jail." But you know, if he already went to trial, was found not guilty, and he's still testifying against you, then of course that makes that testimony much more credible.
Is it a risky move putting someone that is dirty on the stand, using them as your star witness, or is it an inevitability if that's your main cat? That's the one that, you know, is purported to have had the conversations, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, it depends what kind of evidence you have. So it depends how strong you think your case is without that person who may have some credibility issues. So
no matter what that evidence is, if this guy is convicted liar and a thief, but he has documented proof, you think that it's worth to put him up there?
Well, it depends how strong the documented proof is. It depends what other evidence you have. So can you get that documented proof in without that witness? That's what you're going to be looking at.
And if you can, you need to bring him up.
Yeah.
You got to bring him up as a witness. Now, what do you think is going to happen in this situation?
I really can't predict it. I haven't watched it close enough to be able to predict it. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it, obviously. But
okay, then let me ask you this, because I think you would be able to answer this better than anybody. If it's a hung jury, does that bode better for the defense or the prosecution?
It always goes better for the defense if it's a hung jury. I mean, you know,
which one is the defense?
That would be Trump.
Ashanti. Well, which one is the defense? Is a good question. Do you think Trump is prosecuting himself, Mike?
Hold on a second.
I can't believe you answered that.
These are the questions a judge asks a defendant to determine if they're incompetent or not.
How about this?
I can't believe you answered that.
I'm used to Spike.
Oh my God!
Listen, see you understand my thinking.
No, I don't.
I'm thinking for the people out there that's in the cheap seats. Listen, everybody doesn't know that.
Spike, you're right. Exactly. Everybody doesn't know it.
Everybody don't know that, Mo.
I think everybody knows that Trump is the defendant.
What did I just say? Everybody know that Trump's the defendant, but everybody know what the defendant and the other thing is.
Oh my! Defendant, defense. It goes hand in hand.
Prosecutor.
Prosecutor.
Yeah. Okay. So when you put it that way, then I'll go.
Thank you, Ashanti. You're right. Listen.
But listen.
He's a virus. He's like herpes.
Oh my God!
All he's got to do is brush up against you, and you infect. He ain't even got to be showing signs of an outbreak. Yeah. So you got to be real careful.
So you don't even care that maybe some people out there in the streets just don't know. But they know that 45 is on trial. But they don't know whether he's a defender.
Spike, I'm not here to talk to people that don't understand who the defense is. I'm really not. I'm not.
You too good?
Yes, no. I am. Yes, I have lived my life too well to be worried about people that don't
grew up in a project. In a trailer.
Don't understand. Why you crapping on people that lived in trailers? It was a mobile home, Spike.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I lived in a trailer too, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Represent, DJ. Represent. Here, see how he is? The old bougie nickel. I said nickel, by the way. Okay. So, and I understand what you're saying as far as it would bode better for the defense because there's not a verdict that's been delivered. But when you have a hung jury, is it automatically a retrial or is there any situation where they go, okay, well,
too bad.
It's up to the prosecution. It's up to the prosecutor at that point.
To do it again?
Yeah.
Prosecution can say, I decline to. We decline. Okay, yeah. I did not know that.
I didn't know that. You didn't know that? Everybody know that.
It's in the title.
Right.
No, everybody knows who the defense is. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, my name's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, go ahead.
So I had a question for Monsieur DeWitt, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this earlier today, so maybe you could explain why it has to be a unanimous verdict for a criminal trial, but in the Supreme Court, it doesn't have to be a unanimous verdict. They can dissent. What's the difference there? Why can they make a verdict like that at the highest level of the court, but for a criminal case, it has to be unanimous?
Good question. I'm going to hang up on you and let you listen. Go.
So it's a different. So once you get to the Supreme Court is the part of the appellate process. It's the appellate review. So typically if someone's been convicted, you have to be convicted by a jury of your peers. It has to be unanimous. It has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Right. We all know that.
Appellate appeal.
Go ahead. Then from there, you know, typically there's an appellate process. And so that's where it's not a new trial. The judges are reviewing the trial court and what they did to see if there was an error as a matter of law. You can't present new evidence. You can't present new witnesses. You can't typically present new testimony.
They're just overviewing everything that has already transpired.
Right. They're looking at the record. And so there, you're correct. You have a majority and you have a dissent who will issue an opinion. You don't need all of the justices to go one way or another. And now typically on most appellate opinions, typically most cases go to the District Court of Appeal, at least in Florida. And so that's a 3-judge panel typically, unless they meet en banc, which is a whole nother thing where all the judges get together.
You know what en banc mean?
It means all the judges get together.
I know what it mean on the street, Spike.
That's what y'all did. Y'all grew up in the mobile homes.
Yeah, that's right. See how I want to crap on people that live in mobile homes,
that's
DJ?
Crazy,
yeah, it is. Old bougie.
And then from there, only very certain specific cases can get to the Florida Supreme Court. Things like death penalty cases, if there's a conflict amongst the district courts as to how things are supposed to be ruled upon, then it gets elevated. But most cases will stop, especially civil cases, at the District Court of Appeal.
Okay, now I need to make sure I get out of here on time, and on break on time, and we got 3 minutes. Let me ask you this. A lot of times, isn't it true that the jury can come back and say, we cannot make a determination, and the judge will tell them, go back?
Yeah, typically they'll try to make him go back to see if they can reach a decision, and then ultimately if they can't, then they'll declare a hung jury. But typically they want them to reach a verdict.
Right.
They don't want
all of the time, and this is in any trial. It's not just a specific trial. They don't want all of that time to have been wasted.
Right,
and they don't want to have to go through the process again.
Oh, man,
but a judge cannot force.
No, of course not.
A jury,
of course not.
Okay, go ahead, Spike.
Okay, it's 12 people in the jury. If one of them says yay, and the other one says no, is that a hung jury?
If one's voting
one is against everybody else, is that hung?
That's a hung,
yeah,
right?
It would be
okay,
a hung jury.
I thought a hung was like almost half and half.
No, it's just you cannot reach a unanimous verdict.
Okay. Because the verdict has to be unanimous.
It has to be unanimous.
Okay, cool. See, for the people in the cheap seats.
I think everybody knew that juries had to be unanimous, Mike. I think that's common knowledge. Yeah.
You think you know everything.
I mean, Mo, am I talking out of turn here? Isn't it common knowledge that a jury has to come back?
I mean, it's kind of not fair to ask me because I deal with this every day.
Oh, for un quare. See that? That's French. So you have.
It really wasn't.
You do have people who you have to explain that to.
Just not him.
DJ, what side you on?
Hey, my side, Mike. You on the right side. That's what side
all
you
right,
on.
All right.
Well, yeah, this is going to be very, very, very.
Do they get to play?
Interesting to see. Play what?
Who they think? Well, are they too young?
I'm not really familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to just say Trump 2024.
There you go, right there. Yeah, you go. All right, so he giving you his word.
He sure is.
Yeah.
Project.
I mean, you just call him a project? No, you
what did you hear? I come from a mobile home baby to a project, baby.
Wow.
Which is better?
Both of them are fine, Spike. Both of them are fine. Right there. Be quick. I got a minute. Go ahead, real quick.
Ooh, yeah. If you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuss with. Ooh, yeah.
We'll be back. Cat Named Mo Show.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.